Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida, the show that puts you in control of your financial future. Your hosts, Bradley and Madison Harden, are a trusted husband and wife team dedicated to helping you design a retirement that fits your lifestyle, your goals, and your vision for the years ahead. From smart income strategies and social security planning to protecting your wealth and living life on your own terms, this is the place where financial clarity meets coastal confidence. Whether you're just entering the retirement red zone or already enjoying your golden years, Bradley and Madison are here to guide you every step of the way. This is Retirement Your Way. Let's build the future you deserve.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Your Way. I'm Matt McClure. Thanks so much for being a part of things today. I am here with Bradley and Madison Harden from AmeriLife of Central Florida. Hello once again.
Hello, Matt. Good to see you.
Good to see you both as well. I love it every time we're able to get together to kind of spread the good word here about how it doesn't have to be overwhelming when you're working with a financial professional to plan for your retirement. People can, I'm sure, feel overwhelmed about the process and about everything that goes into it, but it's your job, really, both of you, as a husband and wife team, to come in and put those fears to the side and say, let's get a plan together for you, right?
Exactly. And we just try to build relationships with our clients first so that they'd trust us and we can just ask a bunch of questions. They give us a bunch of answers and information and we find out ways that we can help that they may not have thought of.
Yeah.
And together we have over 17 years of experience helping retirees. We really take an educational approach with planning so that way it doesn't feel like we're telling you what you should do. It's say, here's what other people have done. Here's what maybe we recommend. And do you think that's a good idea for you?
Yeah. And so I love that it starts with education. And part of that whole educational process is actually taking a look at their specific situation so that then you can further educate by laying out the different options that, as you say, might work for them, might be a good fit for them in their situation. One of the big concerns and big parts of that kind of, you know, analysis portion of this whole process is that, you know, a lot of people might think that they know how much risk they're taking with their finances, right? But others might not have any idea at all. So, you know, how do you, first off, know how much risk you're taking with your finances?
Right. And one of the strategies we apply is the rule of 100. So the rule of 100 is very simple. It's an equation where you take 100 minus your age, and that will determine about what you should have at risk. So for folks that may still be working in earlier in their life, let's take 30 years old, for example. So if I have 100 minus 30, that leaves me with 70. So 70, you know, the majority of my accounts should be at risk, should be growing and earning with the market because I've got plenty of time to make that up and keep contributing to those buckets.
Right. Whereas when you're in retirement, you need to protect what you can't afford to lose. So we would look at the opposite side of the equation. You know, we need to have more, if you're 70 per se, then 70% of your portfolio should be safe and then only allowing 30% or so to be at risk or on the market and subject to fluctuation.
Yeah. And we should say as well, you know, it's called the rule of 100, but really, as we try to emphasize all the time, it is a customizable thing. It's more of a guideline here because when you take that deep dive into people's financial picture, you can then customize a plan for them, right? So that number is a good guide, but it could be a little bit different for people based on their situations, right?
Right. And when we sit down with like a husband and wife or a couple, you know, maybe one of them is a little bit older, one of them is a little younger. So we try to use an average of their ages. So again, as you mentioned, Matt, it's not always set in stone. I am 70. I have to be 70% safe. It's more, this is just what feels comfortable when we sit down and talk to our clients about risk now versus later.
Right. And finding that good balance. I feel like that is where we have strength also in the way that we help our clients, is because we are financial professionals, but also a couple, a partnership. We try to do what's best for each other also at the end of the day.
You understand. You have a very, I guess a very unique perspective going in and looking at that relationship and, you know, seeing how everything relates to each other.
Right.
In other words, another risk that people are concerned about, especially these days, we've talked about on previous episodes, how, you know, people, there are a lot of people who are living longer, right? There are, I think one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing segments of the population is the centenarian population, right? People over the age of 100. And so, you know, longevity risk is really a thing. It's a concern for folks.
Right. And when you think about people living to age 100, let's say, for example, you're 60, 65, you've got 30, 35, potentially 40 more years of life. And, you know, statistics say that the market may crash every 7 to 8 years. So you may experience 3, 4, or 5 of those downturns in your retirement alone. So it's important to know where your portfolio is at and what your risk tolerance is as you approach and get into retirement.
Yeah. Another risk as well is the risk of fees, paying too much in fees. We say every episode here, the initial consultation is free of any cost, any obligation when people come to see you or you go to see them in their homes, whichever they prefer, right? But, you know, you're also able to help people eliminate a lot of fees that they might be paying that they don't even know that they're paying in their portfolios.
Right. And sometimes those fees aren't necessarily itemized in big, bold letters where it's easy for common folk to understand what they're actually paying. But that is a big part of our job, is taking a look at what you're currently paying and making sure you're aware and seeing if that really matches your intentions.
Yeah. Do your actions match your intentions? I love that saying. I'm going to steal that one from one of your mentors there.
As always, you can give Bradley and Madison a call, 386-977-9684. That's 386-977-9684. You can also visit planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com.
This is Retirement Your Way. I'm Matt McClure. Thanks so much for being a part of things here. Of course, alongside Bradley and Madison Harden, as always, with AmeriLife of Central Florida, we're talking a lot about risk and the risk that people take with their investments today, kind of how to recognize how much risk you're taking. You know, is your money at risk in the market, or is it in a safer type vehicle, a safer environment, so that as you draw closer to retirement, you're not losing that money, you're not putting that money at risk. You know, that's why we're calling it the show about risk, after all. So you not want to take risk with that money that you just can't afford to lose, right? So we've talked about the rule of 100, using that to determine the amount of risk that you should be taking or thereabouts in your retirement years. Talk about the risk of paying too much in fees, longevity risk, kind of that risk of living too long, outliving your money, right? And then, you know, also timing is super important. And there's a particular aspect of timing things that you can't control, right? And that is all of the different things that are happening outside of your sort of sphere of influence, like what happens in the market, what happens on Wall Street, what happens, in the greater economy around us and all those things. So I always say, you know, control the things you can, and the others will kind of take care of themselves, that you'll be okay no matter what happens, right? But that sequence of returns risk really speaks to that, because think about somebody who tried to retire around 2008, or somebody who was retiring 2002, even when the market was down, they were facing those big losses if they were taking too much risk in their portfolio.
Right. And what we see, and in those instances, people have had to just continue to work. You know, if you were going to retire and then all of a sudden the economy and the market went down, well, you don't feel as comfortable to be able to make that decision to stop working. And, you know, one of the things we think is, well, if the market goes down 50% and I now have 50% of what I had, a lot of people say, oh, well, I only need to make 50% to get back to whole. And that's not correct. You have to make 100% return just to come back even. And so you have to take that into consideration as you approach retirement and have that big decision to make.
Yeah. And really, I mean, you know, I talked about to like the 2008 financial crisis a second ago. You think about people who during that time very feasible, lost 50% or even more of their portfolio, whatever was in the market. Then we went on the longest bull run in the markets in history, but still it took years and years and years for them to just get back to even, just get back to where they were. So having some safety, having, you know, some guarantees, frankly, in your plan, having that certainty is so important.
It's time for this week's Problem Solver.
We want to go through kind of a bit of a case study here, a real life example of some folks that you were able to help. We're calling them the Little Family, changing their names to protect the innocent, as I always jokingly say. But talk about how you guys were able to help them as a family kind of alleviate those concerns about risk and maybe some other things they were dealing with.
So when we first met them, they were all at risk. They were all on the market. It wasn't necessarily providing for them the way that they wanted to. So we first came in, took a detailed inventory of all their accounts, kind of made them aware of their position, just, you know, and it wasn't necessarily what they intended on.
Right. And one of the things that they were trying to avoid was another market crash. You know, they didn't want to give away their money to a crash again. And so what we were able to do is help them transition into a risk-free environment to where they did not have to worry about losing anything that they had saved, and also provided them with a reasonable rate of return. And the last part, you know, we talk about fee risk, is that environment was also free of fees. And so, you know, we were able to kill almost three birds with one stone in that instance, where safety was provided, number one. Secondly, their money was still growing. And lastly, they weren't paying any fees to have that environment.
Yeah. And I love that. I mean, it provides people with a lot of peace of mind. It provides them with that, certainty that they need that we talk about so often. And, you know, I mean, the ability to eliminate the fees and all of that. We're talking, you know, about this particular vehicle, and explain a little bit before we have to go to break here in just a minute, how it works. When somebody is saying, okay, look, I didn't know that there was an option out there that's going to be able to give me growth that's perhaps even tied to a market index, you know, you get kind of market-like growth, but without the risk of the market, it feels like, oh, it kind of sounds too good to be true, but it's not. It's an actual thing that you can invest in.
Right, and a lot of these environments, they, for example, they'll track the S&P 500. So as the S&P 500 grows over the year, you get to participate in a portion of that growth as it's earning. Whereas if for that next year, the S&P, let's say, is down, you simply don't lose. You don't participate in any of the downward turns of, for example, the S&P 500.
It's like you participate on the upside, but you have that downside protection, which I'm sure it means a lot. That's why we say when we're talking about these, zero is your hero, you know?
Right.
It really is. When everybody else is losing their shirt, you're okay.
Right.
And so that really is a possibility. And if you would like to explore that possibility or maybe any others that we've been discussing here on the show so far, Bradley and Madison will get started on your financial plan. Again, free of any cost or any obligation when you meet with them. Stick around. There's much more Retirement Your Way coming up.
You're listening to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. To schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit PlanRetirementYourWay.com.
You don't have to sacrifice style to save money on clothing. I'm Matt McClure with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. If you like designer brands and the latest looks, you don't have to buy them at high-end clothing stores. Andrea Warrock is a consumer expert and recently told Fox 32 Chicago,
"When it comes to clothing, the best way to save is to purchase your clothing secondhand. And there are so many resources, whether it's your local consignment store or an online resale site."
Warrock says other sites even allow you to send in your old clothes, which will earn you credits. Then you can turn around and use those credits to buy clothes others have sent in. Then, of course, there are consignment shops and thrift stores. There may be a certain stigma attached to those options, but Goodwill store manager Troy Sanders told Fox 32 that's changing.
I actually think that's a misconception that's going away. Many items we get, they're brand new with tags, you know, so that stigma of coming in, getting, you know, used, you know, items at a Goodwill, it isn't entirely true.
So are you ready to save money while still looking dapper every day? That's our retirement cost cutter of the week. With the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Matt McClure.
Welcome back. It's time to talk more about building the retirement you've been dreaming about. This is Retirement Your Way.
Welcome back. This is Retirement Your Way. I'm Matt McClure with Bradley and Madison Hardin from AmeriLife of Central Florida. We have been talking a lot about managing investment risk this time around, and now it's time to play a little bit of a game and see how well you've been paying attention.
Come on down! As we test your financial knowledge in Right or Wrong!
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give a statement, and then Bradley and Madison will tell me if that statement is right or if it is wrong. It'll have something to do with finances and the kind of things that we've been discussing on the show so far. All right, here we go with statement number one in this edition of Right or Wrong. It is this: investors can get protection from market volatility, but still be allowed to participate in the gains of an underlying stock market index.
That is right. So with these alternative asset classes that we've described a lot on the show, zero truly is your hero.
And what that means is, while your account balance can never go below zero, you do get rewarded for making that kind of a commitment. And so if your account is tied to, for example, the S&P 500, as that index goes up for that year, you get to participate in a portion of those gains. But if that index goes down for that year, you are completely protected from any downside risk.
Yeah, so it's more like, and we were speaking about before, it's more like if you were to look at a chart of the performance of one of these type of assets, it's like stair steps, you know, like going up and up and up, because you have a new floor each and every time there are gains credited to your account. You can only go up from there, you can never go down. Whereas in the stock market, it's like, I always think about it as like an EKG, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Right.
So it's like you're protected from all of that sort of financial whiplash.
Right, a smoother ride in retirement.
That's what you want.
Right, and for example, you know, back in 2022, let's say the S&P was down about 25%, give or take. And so most people would think, oh, well, I have to earn 25% to be able to be whole again. And that's not the case. If you lose 25%, you now have to make 33% to get back just to even. And so, you know, these asset classes eliminate that downward spike and only provide that upside potential.
Yeah, upside potential, downside protection. So as you grow closer to retirement, that's something that you really need to consider. And Bradley and Madison can actually help you establish that particular type of investment for yourself. All right. So number two here in this edition of Right or Wrong is this: when I get closer to retirement, the best thing that I can do is make sure I have as much money in the stock market as possible in order to get the biggest return possible.
That is wrong. Now, while the stock market has rewarded many people over the time it's been in existence, it also comes with a certain amount of risk. And so whenever we sit down with our clients, we try to assess how much risk they should have in their portfolio. And one tool that we use is called the Rule of 100.
So the Rule of 100 simply means we take your age and subtract it from 100. And whatever the other side of the equation is the maximum amount of your portfolio that we would suggest being at risk.
And that depends on your personality type, right? So again, this is just a guideline that we like to use in our planning. And we have found that as you get closer to retirement, you know, you want to hit a home run in the market, which I understand, but you want to avoid those swings and the misses if you can.
Yeah, that's right. And I love the fact that you, of course, take a look at things from a very holistic perspective. And you don't say, you know, don't encourage people to get completely out of the market and all that stuff, because, you know, there's the potential for bigger gains there, perhaps. But at the same time, you use that Rule of 100 to say, okay, you know, if you are younger, you have more time that's on your side, right, to make up for any losses. So if you were to use the rule of 100 to, and you were age 30, then you subtract 30 from 100, you're left with 70. So 70% can be at risk in the market because you've got the time on your side.
Right.
The flip side of that is if you're 70, you subtract that from 100, you're left with 30% that you need to be maximum at risk in the market. And so then that is because you don't have as much time on your side. You can't afford those losses when you're so close to retirement, if not in retirement.
Right. And by allocating a part of your portfolio to safety, it sort of reduces the impact of a negative year with your money that is still on the market.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, so that is number two. Number three in this edition of Right or Wrong is this. Life insurance can only be used as a death benefit and provides no other features unless the policyholder dies.
That is wrong. And while you may think life insurance is simply death insurance, that has kind of been rewritten. And so what we're seeing is permanent life insurance, specifically something called an indexed universal life, allows you to make contributions into the plan. And yes, if you pass away early, it will pay a death benefit to your beneficiary. Whereas as you make these contributions, that cash value is tied to an index, for example, the S&P 500. And as that S&P earns, you also earn interest inside that cash value bucket, which then can be returned to you tax-free.
Yeah, and that tax-free income in retirement. You know, I often say that the best kind of money, of course, is free money. The second best kind is tax-free money, and that could be a tax-free income stream for you in retirement. Absolutely. All right. The last one here is this. Working with a financial professional can help me reach my retirement goals and allow me to have the retirement I've always dreamed of.
Absolutely right. So by creating that plan early, or even if you're already in retirement, just having a meeting, sitting down, discussing your expectations and how you would really draw up your ideal retirement, it's really going to put you in a better position to get the results that you want.
Yeah. And that really is what it's all about when you initially meet with someone, right? Finding out those wants and needs and then crafting a plan that's specific to that.
Right. And as you said, if you're already in retirement, you know, it doesn't cost anything to have a second opinion. So again, we've been helping retirees for over 17 years to either transition into retirement or live a better retirement.
Yeah, and it all starts, of course, with that initial consultation. It's free of any cost, any obligation. If you would like to get that started for yourself,
you can give them a call at 386-977-9684, or you can visit planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com or 386-977-9684.
This is Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Thanks so much for being a part of the show this time around. I'm Matt McClure, and I'm here once again with Bradley and Madison Hardin from AmeriLife of Central Florida. Always, of course, appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your knowledge, your experience. And one of the things I know that you try to educate folks on, especially early on when you're trying to, you know, just establish that relationship and all of that, is the different risks that people face in their retirement plan. That's been kind of the subject of the show today. And, you know, you want to eliminate as much risk as possible the closer you get to retirement, right? So what are a couple of the big takeaways from our discussions so far?
I would say one of the main takeaways and just something that we regularly preach in our business is as we age, we need to reduce our overall risk to fluctuations and anything where we can go below that initial investment that we put in. And so we use something called the rule of 100 to kind of explain that, which we've previously mentioned in the show. And that just simply means that the older that you get, the more that you should try to rely on those safe fixed income streams and guarantees rather than putting all of your money, so to speak, into the market, because we just don't know what that's going to look like from day to day.
Yeah. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your eggs in that the Wall Street basket,
right?
Certainly, because there is no certainty when it comes to that. I mean, it's all at risk at that point. So yeah, I mean, you need to be diversified.
Right. And what we see is, you know, if you were to lose, for example, 25% of your portfolio due to a market correction, most people would say, oh, well, if I lost 25%, I only need to gain back that 25% to become whole. Well, that's not the case. If you lose 25, you now have to make 33% just to get back to even before you start making any money. And so with some of those alternative asset classes, it removes the possibility of having a down year. So if the market goes down, you simply stay where you're at. And then as the market starts to come back, so does your account value.
Yeah, and that is news to people's ears, music to people's ears, good news to people's ears, I guess I should say as well. But no, it really is just a very, very positive thing that takes a lot of stress off of, you know, your life and off of your financial life and all those worries. You can just sort of lay those to the side and not have to worry about that risk of loss. Then also on when you're kind of, instead of being in the accumulation phase, you're more of in the distribution phase and the income phase of your retirement. After you start, you know, getting those regular payments, you don't have to worry about running out. So that takes another kind of risk off the table, longevity risk, right?
Right, absolutely. And those programs are designed to, when you're ready, to start drawing that income forever. And so, you know, we've got people living to well over 100 years old, and they could have been retired for 40 years, which may be longer than they worked for, potentially. So you have to plan for these things. And with our combined 17 years of experience, we've met and sat with people who were about to retire, maybe 59 to 65. But by all means, we have clients that are pushing 99 and 100 years old as well.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the longevity of people today is, you know, even with, you know, not that long ago, went through a major pandemic and all of the things. But still, I mean, healthcare has come so far that the longevity risk is a real thing. So if you don't have a plan for that income that you cannot run out of, then that is going to be, you know, if you don't have that plan, that's going to be a real, real concern for you. And I can't imagine now, knowing what I know, working here with you guys on the set of Retirement Your Way, you know, knowing what I know now, going into that without a plan, because that's just got to be just so stressful.
And as you mentioned previously, a lot of people just aren't aware that these sorts of programs exist. And so we're grateful for this platform to be able to reach a whole new audience and possibly educate some new potential clients on where they may be able to take their retirement.
Yeah. And speaking of education, I know a big part of that initial meeting is getting to know the client, letting them get to know you, and then also educating them about maybe some different options that they might have, right?
Right, exactly. And because we've sat with so many people in the past, we've learned what mistakes have been made. And so we can try to educate you on how to not make those same mistakes.
As always, you can give Bradley and Madison a call, 386-977-9684. That's 386-977-9684. You can also visit planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com.
Get that initial consultation that's free of any cost or any obligation. Get you toward the path to a better retirement. All right, Bradley, Madison, thank you both once again. Appreciate it. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks a lot. And thank you for joining us for this edition of Retirement Your Way. We'll see you next time as well.
Thanks for joining us for Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Our goal is to bring clarity and confidence to your retirement journey. Remember, Bradley and Madison Harden are here to help you create a personalized plan for the future you deserve. If you'd like to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit planretirementyourway.com. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, for more strategies, insights, and support to help you live retirement your way. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents, not affiliated with the United States government. Bradley and Madison Harden do not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended to predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.